The main benefit of your product should be explainable in one sentence or phrase. How is it different, and why should I buy it? One sentence or phrase, folks. Apple did an excellent job of this with the iPod. Instead of using the usual industry jargon with GB, bandwidth, and so forth, they simply said, 1,000 songs in your pocket. Done deal. Keep it simple and do not move ahead with a product until you can do this without confusing people. It should cost the customer $50 to $200. The bulk of companies set prices in the mid-range, and that is where the most competition is. Pricing low is short-sighted because someone else is always willing to sacrifice more profit margin and drive you both bankrupt. Besides perceived value, there are three main benefits in creating a premium, high-end image and charging more than the competition. 1. Higher pricing means that we can sell fewer units and thus manage fewer customers and fulfill our dream lines. It's faster. 2. Higher pricing attracts lower maintenance customers, better credit, fewer complaints, questions, fewer returns, etc. It's less headache. This is huge. 3. Higher pricing also creates higher profit margins. It's safer. I personally aim for an 8 to 10 times markup, which means a $100 product can't cost me more than $10 to $12.50. If you decide to resell someone else's higher-end products like Doug, especially with dropshipping, the risk is lower and smaller margins can suffice. If I had used the commonly recommended 5 times markup with Brain Quicken, it would have gone bankrupt within 6 months due to a dishonest supplier and late magazine. The profit margin saved it, and within 12 months it was generating up to $80,000 per month. High has its limits, however. If the per-unit price is above a certain point, prospects need to speak to someone on the phone before they are comfortable enough to make the purchase. This is contraindicated on our low-information diet. I have found that a price range of $50 to $200 per sale provides the most profit for the least customer service hassle. Price high, and then justify. It should take no more than 3 to 4 weeks to manufacture. This is critically important for keeping costs low and adapting to sales demand without stockpiling products in advance. I will not pursue any product that takes more than 3 to 4 weeks to manufacture, and I recommend aiming for 1 to 2 weeks from order placement to shippable product. How do you know how long something takes to manufacture? Contact contract manufacturers who specialize in the type of products you're considering. http://www.thomasnet.com. Call a related manufacturer, e.g. toilet bowls, if you need a referral to a related manufacturer you cannot find, e.g. toilet cleaning solutions. Still no luck? Google different synonyms for your product in combination with organization and association to contact the appropriate industry organizations.